Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, I know you've been talking for months about how you didn't want the combine to move from Indy. It meant a lot to you, didn't it?
It did. That steak, what's a famous steakhouse there these guys all go to?
I forget.
You know which one I'm talking
Bolsey?
About.
Bolsey?
I don't know either.
You know, it's a famous one.
I know.
They all go
I know.
To. I want to see our media brothers be able to and sisters be able to enjoy a nice steak dinner.
Me too, Ron. I do too. Let's get to OTAs. We'll talk about the quarterbacks in a moment. We'll talk about Stephon Tuitt in a moment. But first, here's the headline from Brian Batko. Parents unhappy that Steelers star Deontay Johnson didn't show up for his youth football camp Sunday. What do we make of this? Apparently, they're saying his agent said it was weather-related. There were weather-related delays on Sunday, to be fair to Deontay Johnson. Batko has a bunch of disgruntled parents quoted in the thing. What do we make of this, Ron?
Well, I mean, if he was delayed, he was delayed. And I mean, I guess, were people paying for this camp? I guess you refund
yes.
their money.
I don't know if they were, yeah.
And his agent has said, well, he's going to do a free camp between now and camp to make up for this. And I mean, if there's certainly something out of your control, what are you going to do? But it just strikes me as AB, like, what, even if it's unintentional, AB, I remember once he had some function at Children's Hospital and showed up like 4 or 5 hours late, which is what he always did. And, you know, those kids and parents left hanging there. It's just such a bad look for him. But if it was out of his control, what are you going to do?
It was a bad look. I can't go to AB comparisons just yet. I mean, I can't with this one. But it was very fishy. According to Batko's story, those at the camp weren't informed until about an hour in.
So they're waiting for their...
I mean, wouldn't they have known real early that the guy whose camp it was wasn't coming? He wasn't on a plane. It should have been way more than an hour before that they knew of this.
Right.
Yes?
Yes. And you know, tell people we're going to give you your money back. Yes.
Well, I think some of these people did say they're getting their money back.
I would hope they'd all be getting their money back.
Yeah, me too. It was just very sketchy, said one of the parents. My son, luckily, he didn't really care. The other kids he was with were devastated.
They say they care. They don't care.
They should have had Mike Tarrion come in his place, Ron. Deontay Johnson, I don't know. I don't know about this one. It seems a little bit fishy. I'll say that. Another Steelers fan, Jessica Ritchie of White Oak, according to Batko. Was assured he just played the Tarrion thing, Ron.
I heard.
Sometimes Ron doesn't have his headphones on, which makes it very difficult to communicate with him during a radio show. Bolsey, can we straighten this out? It used to drive Horse crazy. Can we nip this one in the bud?
Ron, would you like to put on your headphones?
I can hear through here.
What if he says, Ron, you know, he has a special message just for you. Your read is coming up.
I know when my reads are coming up, and except when I miss them.
He's very stubborn, Bolsey. Very set in
his ways.
He doesn't
want to put that headphone on.
I know.
So what, you were getting to get to somebody's complaint.
Yes, I was, Ron. Jessica Ritchie of White Oak, a registered nurse. She volunteered to help staff the medical tent, Batko writes, but found little to assure her that any kids with an emergency could be taken care of on site. Just unclassy to me, she told the Post-Gazette. So that's sort of a separate issue with this thing. It just seemed like a very strange situation. To inform them an hour into the camp.
Where was this camp at? Does it say?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. Yes, I do. Couples Stadium on the south side. Okay. A youth football camp. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. Do we know of anything regarding Deontay, either you guys heard or read, that he's AB-like in terms of showing up for commitments?
Not everything. I've never heard anything like
that. Me neither.
That.
So I have to sort of give him the benefit of the doubt.
AB had a long history.
Now we'll see if he's at OTAs. Have we seen any tweets from OTAs
They're not
yet?
Allowed to tweet while the things are going on.
Oh, okay.
The locker room, though, will be open. So, and that's probably going to be around 1 o'clock or so, I'm guessing, noon, one. I think it started.
Do you think we'll know 10. If people aren't there?
I think we'll have a pretty good idea, yeah. I think we'll know if Tuitt's there, and we'll know if Deontay Johnson is there. We might not know if Derek Tuxa's there or, you know, Montravius Adams or somebody. But I think we'll know if the key people were there.
Do you think Deontay will show up today?
I do.
I do, too.
Ron?
Apparently, he has a history of... I mean, he's a hard worker. Was an incredibly hard worker. We'll see if he shows up. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards thinking he realizes there's two new quarterbacks there and he needs to get his act together with them.
Would you blame him if he didn't show up?
Well, it's optional. I mean, I wouldn't think it'd be in the best interest of the team if he doesn't show up, but it is optional. And I'll bet he won't. Whoever doesn't show up, I can't imagine there are going to be 89 players there and one not. I imagine there'll be several that don't make it today. And that doesn't mean they won't make it tomorrow or the next day.
Did Ben show up last year for OTAs?
The one year, I think he came the first day and then didn't. And then one year he came almost every day.
I believe he did.
Last year he was. It was June of 21,
because
was it
was the Matt Canada offense that he wanted to learn.
I think June that just makes sense.
June of 21, though, I think, is that the mandatory mini
camp? It says OTAs, whatever it was.
Yeah, he showed up, and remember, that was a big issue. I'm learning the offense. And,
yes,
yeah.
as he should have.
And I think the year before he showed up like almost every day. And the one year... He showed up one day, the first day.
I think he was roundly commended for doing so, too. Because a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe he's not going to... The buy-in's not going to all be there for the Matt Canada offense. And it was from him.
Well, I'm still not sure it was
as
all
far
in,
as... Well, yeah.
At least
showing
the
up
OTA
for
part of it he showed up for.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think Deontay should be there.
I do, too.
I think everybody on offense should be there.
I do, too.
The way the offense performed and the fact that this year it really is going to be a new offense.
I agree.
That just makes sense to me. It'll be a story if he doesn't, huh?
Be a story.
Rightly or wrongly.
If he doesn't, and I think Tuitt as well.
What will it mean to you if he doesn't show up? What will that indicate?
Just I'd have to question his commitment to coming back. Again, it's optional, and this is day one of, 3 weeks of these things. Doesn't mean he won't come tomorrow or next week, but it would be a nice gesture on his part to show up and indicate that he's ready to go.
It would. I don't know how much I would read into him not being there day one. But I would like to see him there before the thing is out, because it is voluntary. But as Ray pointed out in his story the other day, last year Hayward and Alo-Alo showed up for these things. I just think it's
Cam's a captain, though. I mean, he's going to show up because Cam takes that role very seriously. When you're a captain, I think it's a little bit of a different situation. But Alo-Alo, give them guys all the credit in the world for doing that.
I'm all about this, Ron. I see a tweet from yesterday at Patriots OTAs. Jeff Howe, who covers the team. Patriots just wrapped up their first OTA. Mac Jones was 17 of 21 with one drop in competitive team drills.
Oh, my gosh.
No pads or contact.
Didn't they say he lost all
best shape of his
best
life?
Shape of his
of course,
life.
Everyone else in the league also is in the best shape of their life. Remember, Mario was in the best shape of his life for 19 consecutive training camps.
I don't remember that.
Everybody's in the best shape of their life,
except Big Snack Casey Hampton and get put on the pup list.
Yes, I'm all about this. I want to know every single throw that Trubisky and Pickett complete today, and everyone they don't complete. I want numbers.
I hope somebody keeps stats, like 17 of 21.
Oh, somebody will. They'll be all
Multiple
over that.
People will.
Yes, of course. Ron, I'm interested. You?
Yeah. I am interested. I think these are the most interesting OTAs that I can remember.
Every single snap matters. It does. Every single snap. And I'm all on board for a quarterback battle. I can't believe that this is happening. I can't believe, if I would have told you 4 months ago, let's say a year ago, before Kenny Pickett had the year he had, right? Because leading up to that year, what was Kenny Pickett's high in touchdown passes his first 6 years at Pitt, Ron?
His first 12 years at Pitt.
What was it?
It's like 20-something.
Well, I mean, all you need to know is he was going to be a fifth or sixth round draft choice if he came out last year.
Yes. So if I would have told you, here's his numbers right here. 12 touchdowns, 6 picks, followed by 13-9 and 13-9. Two pretty good numbers if you're a Pitt fan, 13-9.
Yeah, that's about as good a numbers as
13 touchdowns
history.
And 9 picks. So that's
now,
the
what
season.
What was he, his fourth year?
42-7.
No, that's his fifth year.
Well, his first year he was 1-1. Okay. He only played a couple
games.
So
it was 13-9 to 42-15.
42-7.
42-7. That's a pretty big deal.
So if I told you a year ago that, man, this is great, Ben's at OTAs, I wonder what will happen next year. You think Ben will come back if he has a good year the following year? I think we were both saying I wouldn't rule it out. I doubt it. I don't think he will, but who knows, that type of thing. Ron, I'm going to tell you that next year's camp battle will be Kenny Pickett against Mitch Trubisky. Kenny Pickett against Mitch Trubisky for the Steelers starting quarterback job. You would have thought that I was joking, right?
I'd have thought what I always think. You're nuts.
Yes.
With Mason Rudolph.
I think that all the time,
out.
Though, Joe. I mean, all the time, I think you're out of your mind.
You're going to have a guy who the Chicago Bears had no interest in going against a guy that we liked at the time, but had 13 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Basically,
in basically his senior year of college.
Mediocre average quarterback.
Right.
Yep.
Folsy, you would have said I was out of my mind.
Absolutely.
You were on
Anybody
the morning
would've.
Show back then. We had just started to try to steal you back then.
Right.
With secret negotiations, Ron and I.
Ousting the process horse. Was just beginning.
Yeah, it was just beginning.
A palace coup, if you will.
I just can't. It boggles the mind when I actually sit down and think about what's happening here. But I love it because I'm a Trubisky fan and because now Pickett is coming off an all-time great season at Pitt.
Especially with like the internet and how many different pictures we saw, Photoshop pictures of Kenny Pickett in a Steeler uniform. And it was a joke.
Yes.
It was a joke.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that he's lining up with the Steelers today and throwing balls to whoever.
Hopefully Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth, Penn Stater.
It's unbelievable, Ron. It really is.
It is.
And I want to know about every single pass that's thrown. I want to know every detail. And I think, and I was asked in my intergalactically read mailbag,
that's a read on Mars and Uranus.
Yeah, and Uranus. Yeah, they read it there. Did you know that, Maddie?
I did not.
There's video of that, sadly.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see that.
No. What was I saying?
In the mailbag.
In the mailbag. A great question.
He tends to lose focus on occasion.
A great question about Trubisky. In the mailbag today, Ron. Would you travel into a mailbag with me next as we continue talk about OTAs?
It's always an enjoyable trip for me.
There were some other really good questions this week, Penguin-wise and also Pirate-wise. Namely, that question was, what do we think of Ben Cherington so far? The writer of the question is a little more than slightly displeased. Let's just put it that way. So let's dive into all of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 Parts.